at that time, there was an unsolved murder that had occurred in one of the better residential areas on the hill, where a fellow named, well, they didn't even know what his name was found with his throat cut, and this had the whole town at that time very much excited, and that was the first case we had when we hit Juneau. Patrick came just about the same time I did, and we had that trial. In fact, the trial lasted for 3 weeks, and we had the closing argument the day that my wife and little baby came to join me in Juneau, and I wasn't even able to get out to the airport to meet them. But the that was a very, very interesting trial. The FBI at that time investigated the serious territorial crimes, and there was an FBI agent named Delias who actually lived down in the South Franklin Street in some of the, at that time they had some rather seamy boarding houses, and he developed this entire case, which was circumstantial, that resulted in the conviction of Meeks. At that time we had capital punishment, and the jury stayed out overnight on that question, and then found him guilty with leniency so that he didn't have the capital punishment. I don't know how much detail you want on this thing, but one of the things that happened in the trial, there was a fellow who was delivering telegrams for the Alaska Communication System, which handled our telegrams at the time. He'd go around in sneakers. Older man, he seemed older at that time, I guess I wouldn't think so now. And it turned out that he had been a great trial lawyer who had tried some of the Teapot Dome cases and some of the other big cases. And he decided to make the Meeks case his comeback and got permission to participate. I think he had had an alcohol problem and hit the skids. And he was a very clever trial lawyer and very able one. It was quickly apparent.
Do you remember his name?
It was J.J. O'Leary, is my recollection.